I thank God that he spoiled principalities and powers and defeated him at Calvary. He didn't defeat him so that we could stay a baby. He defeated him so that now that Satan would be put under your feet. The second part is the church. The second part of this is the church being involved in this hour. It's more than having a ministry. It's more than saying I can teach or prophesy or go to this country or that. But it's the people that have authority in him, that have submitted to the authority of God, that can pray. And we have studied Reese Howell, intercessor. How many have read that? Anybody ever read Reese Howell? Reese Howell prayed and he interceded. And by the way, that man could preach. And the Nazi airplanes flew over his Bible school. They bombed everything in sight they could find, but they didn't touch him because of the intercession. And the prayers of Reese Howell caused them to be defeated. England was down on its knees, and God intervened. God intervened for Britain. And we're here today. Amen. Because Satan was only allowed to go so far. And everybody was getting ready for the rapture, and Hitler's the Antichrist, and it wasn't so. But we see here there's coming a time he will be removed. And that great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil. And Satan, which deceived the whole world, was cast into the earth, and his angels cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And I'm telling you something right now, if it was angels doing the singing, it would have said so. But I believe it was the elect. I believe it was those that sung the song of Moses and the Lamb were singing this one. They were singing it, and there's those now up there that are waiting for their completion in him, that are praying for you and me. Why don't we pray to the saints in our circle? Because they're praying for us. Yes, I believe that the saints of God, the witnesses, are looking down on us, and they're praying for us. Amen. That's why we don't have to pray to them. Let the Catholics teach. They're praying for us. They're interceding for us. The Moseses, the Abrahams. Amen. The saints that have gone on before in Canada. The blood of the martyrs that's under the throne. Crying out for you and me. There's a finality to this. What's going on in your life is not going to stay that way. Amen. There's coming a time that there's going to be more than Canada's. I don't have to wear the mask no more. The time is coming when the work of the enemy is going to be unmasked. And the power and the holy arm of God is going to be made manifest among the nations. Something that is presently hidden. Amen. We're going to see it in demonstration. And I want to be involved on that. I want to be in the cutting edge of what God's doing. Amen? And that's the song that's sung. And I'm going to close with verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Now, the blood of the Lamb means this. A people who have continually applied the blood to their life. Every sin, every failure, every heartbreak that has come our way, the blood covers it. A people that have not said, we're too. I had a brother one time in a deeper life circle. It broke my heart. He was one of my mentors. And I said, I was saying to this brother, there's something in the congregation. They're not catching the foundation. He said to me, if they ever hear you teaching on the blood, they'll know it's just a generality. I tell you, the blood of Jesus Christ is not a generality. The blood has to be applied everywhere. The tabernacle of Moses, it was everywhere. Amen. The power of the blood of Christ. Amen. We need the appropriation of that cleansing power of the blood. If any man fails, he is an advocate. We can go, maybe today there's someone here sitting in our midst that does not feel that they're worthy, feel that you fell short of God's glory or purposes somehow. Somehow you missed it along the way. The blood of Jesus Christ stands for you. The blood of Jesus Christ testifies in your behalf better things than the blood that was that cried out from Abel. For I believe that he cries out to you by the blood and says, peace, let there be peace. Let there be friendship with God. Let there be a rest in him. They shall overcome him by the word of their testimony. In the tabernacle of Moses, the testimony was inside. It was not only in the Holy of Holies, it was inside the ark. And that's what Psalm 119 is all about. Don't let the testimony be just something I say on Sunday. Don't let it be something I speak outside. Don't let me just get up here and testify of this and that. Let that testimony be in us. That we really believe the reality. That's the difference between the wise virgins and the foolish. All of them are saved. And I know the evangelicals teach that one was saved and one wasn't. I believe, that they're virgins. I believe all of them were saved. The difference was the second group didn't let their lamp go out. They had an inward testimony. And that's what I like about this church, is that we encourage altar ministry. We encourage praying. A lot of churches, they think the altar is just a place where you come and get saved. But here, you're just being invited to come to the altar. Pastor's going to do that in a few minutes. We just invite you to come up to get closer to Jesus. We don't ask you to come up here because you're a sinner, because you've done something wrong. You just come to be in fellowship with Jesus. Amen. How many are glad for that? That there's a place that we can come by him. And he said to Moses, come and be with me. Come up and be with me. And so the testimony of Enoch was that he pleased God. The testimony of Enoch. We see two things about Enoch in the Word. He walked with God. And then also it says in Jude, he prophesied. And what he prophesied might be the reason he walked alone. He prophesied that all the murmurers and heathen were going to be judged and punished. But the Lord was coming with 10,000 of his saints to judge the earth. How many know if you didn't want God, you wouldn't walk with a guy like that? That's a scary message. But he walked alone. He walked with God. The testimony is not just something we say, but it's something we are. It's our walk with God. It's what we are 7 days a week, walking with him. Amen? They shall not love their lives unto the death. It means they shall fulfill their course. Amen? They're even willing to be martyred. How many of you, we've seen so many who preached with power and prophecy and healing, and their ministry ended up in disaster at the end. But the Lord said there's going to be a people that are not going to love their lives unto death. Let us be like the young Hebrew children who said, even if he doesn't deliver me from this situation, I'm going to serve you. I'm going to serve you. And what a lot of people do when they're in trial, their business isn't going right. Their health isn't where it should be. We make a beeliner from prayer, the Bible study, and the church when we should be making a beeliner from the idols that have entangled us. A lot of people, when trials are going wrong, we leave the wrong thing. God wants us to come to him. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I believe there's a company of people here that are going to overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony and not love their lives even unto death. Would you stand to your feet? I want to say a prayer before I turn it over to Pastor Terry. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let's just wait upon him. Now, Father, we ask for physical health today. I thank you for this group, Lord, who sat here. Lord, and in this situation, cause us to see the true mirror of the Word of God. Cause us to see the ending of the matter, of how things are going to happen and what you're doing. Lord, this is going to happen so quickly that we're going to come, Lord, out of this to something higher in you. Lord, I call forth the deliverers in Canada that they might come forth in the name of Jesus. Let the intercessors come forth. Let those, Lord, that are, Lord, attached to their secular vocation or their natural family more than you, let them come out. Let them come out, O God, as you call Gideon, that we would come out of our entanglement in this country, from all the things that are a diversion from following you. We are so thankful today, Lord, that we are still afloat as your people. And Lord, I've had a long history with this church, and I know all that they've been through. And I'm thanking you for the men, women, and children that are in this place today that are standing in you, God, that are overcoming him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they will not love their lives even unto death. I thank you, Jesus, Lord, that a holy remnant shall yet be brought forth out of Canada. And Lord, from coast to coast, there shall yet be dominion. I stand on this ground as one that has been sent by you to this land. Oh God, not just once, but many times. And I stand with my brothers and sisters, Lord, that are under this tyranny in this nation. And I thank you, like God arise and his enemies be scattered. We thank you, oh God, that the enemies tremble at the name of Jesus. We thank you for the scattering and confusion in the camp of the enemies, God. And we release your remnant to the call that they have upon their lives, God. That there will not be a delay, O God, but they will move into what you have for them. And I thank you for this in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Amen.